Our next segment is a kind of a blend of our DIY and personal finance slots, because we're taking a closer look today at the financial implications of doing home renovations, particularly as it affects your insurance cover. We know the hardware industry is reporting a surge in demand over the lockdown period for products associated with home upgrades and repairs and extensions, etc. A lot of people deciding they'd use the time to get work done to do that extension that they'd always planned on doing, maybe deciding to extend to accommodate family who can no longer afford to live on their own, etc. But here's the kicker. If you have recently done a renovation work on your home, it is really critical that you revisit your insurance cover to make sure that it is still sufficient for what you now have. And just to elaborate for us on why that is and some of the things we need to be aware of in that process, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Wynand van Vuuren, who is Head of Legal and Client Experience at King Price Insurance. Wynand, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Nice talking to you.
I think, firstly, it's important to distinguish between what we're talking about here when we talk about make sure your insurance cover is good enough. There are two different kinds we need to be aware of.
Yeah, so, you know, one must be careful. Not every policy out there that's referring to comprehensive insurance, is actually comprehensive. It's important that one takes your policy wording and your schedule of insurance and go through it and make sure that you know what your risks, specific risks are properly covered and that you pay the best premium for it. You know, what are those exclusions that's in the policy? I've seen policies out there, it looks like on the one side they're giving you cover, but then if you go and look at all the exclusions, you see cover is taken away there. Mm-hmm. So one must be very careful.
You also need to distinguish between cover for the structure itself, the buildings, and cover for what's going to go inside them.
Very important. So your building cover will cover the structure of your house. That will include, the gate motor, the swimming pool pump, and all of that, your windows, roof, and so on. And then people are getting confused sometimes, so what is covered under your house contents? I always explain it, if you could have turned your house upside down, everything that would have fallen out, that will include your paintings, your carpet, your loose carpet, and so on. All of that must be part of the insured amount in your house, and that must also be for the replacement value, not what you've paid for it 30 years ago, So then you know that you're correctly insured.
That is such an important point. Wynand, what you've got to do is do what none of us want to do. Imagine what would happen if there was a fire and you lost everything and you had to replace everything in that house. How much would it cost you to do that tomorrow?
100%. That is what the insured amount would be. If your contents are valued, say, for 400,000, you can't go now and decide that you're going to go for a lower premium and just insure yourself for 200,000, because if there's a partial loss, the insurer will come and see that you're underinsured, and then they will also only pay 50% of your claim if you look like that, a pro rata part of the claim. But, also coming back to the building, as you've just mentioned, so many people in the lockdown time did renovations to their homes. And now you have to ask yourself, so is my building currently insured for the correct amount? It is important, if you've done things like this, that increase the value of the property, say you've added a pool to the house or a new outside braai and patio area and roof there, it's maybe a thatched roof that your insurer would also like to know about, contact them and make sure that you say, listen, this is with the upgrades that I've done, so I need to increase my insured amount and need to notify you if there's any additional risk involved in it. And people often say, so how do I know that my building is insured for the correct amount?
Yeah.
There you can get a proper quantity surveyor that can come out and tell you what is the rebuilding cost of your specific house with your specific finishes. Otherwise, you can get a clued up builder that can come and have a look and say, on your finishes, it will be so much per square meter, and you can just times it by the floor area, and then you know that you're 100% correct insured.
What about, and I hate to talk again, this is something we don't even want to speculate about, but Wynand, in that scenario I painted that there was a fire and everything was lost, you don't just start rebuilding on a blank canvas again. Should your insurance cover the cost of demolition and removing what was left in the case of some kind of major structural damage?
Definitely so, because that can be hundreds of thousands of rands to get a stand clean again, break down what's supposed to be demolished and have it removed. So you should ensure that your policy covers that as well. You know, even and now that it's going through my mind, very important. People are looking for alternatives, electricity also now. It's inverters and batteries and also generators. Make sure if you add those onto your house, it's increasing again on your the value of your property. But despite that, make sure that it's a proper electrician that is helping you, that you don't burn the place down yourself and then find out that you've acted recklessly and that leave you stranded without proper insurance in place.
Yeah, so important. Now, yes. Here's a really interesting one about sort of insurance for the renovation itself. Somebody's messaged me and who's in a terrible plight. Their elderly parents have done some extension work and paid quite substantially for it. And to cut a long story short, the builder's done a shoddy job. They haven't built according to the plans. It's not up to spec. The entire roof has got to be replaced because it's leaking. And they are struggling to get this person to come back and make good on the work. Is that something where insurance can play a role? If they had the right kind of cover, would they be able to say, we walk away from this builder and ask our insurance to cover the cost of rebuilding?
Unfortunately, I haven't seen insurance policies for that. Okay. Normally, our normal buildings insurance cover in the country will cover you, your already erected, properly built building for certain perils like storm, hail, damage, flood, fire, and so on. In circumstances like that, there's a break of contract, and there you can contact your the necessary NHBCR. It depends on whether the builder also subscribed to, or you can contact your attorney to take action in terms of that contract.
Okay. To the person who sent me that, please send me a detailed email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. I would like to ask our DIY guy, Angelo, to have a look because he is a remedial building specialist. This is exactly the scenario that he deals with. And I'm sure he would have at least some advice on where to take your query. And so please just drop me a line by email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Vernon, just a quick one before we run out of time. In terms of keeping track of the value of the household contents and being able to prove when you put it, because I know this is a big issue, to be able to prove that you had what you said you have that has been stolen, for example. What advice for listeners on keeping track of receipts and records of purchase and that kind of thing? How long do you need to keep them for?
So obviously, it's impossible to have a receipt for everything that is in your house. So what I normally recommend is, you know, don't just guess. Go through every room in your house, make an inventory, list the items there, and if they are very expensive items, you know, even take a photo of it, and then you know it's you have it. You will be able to show later, this is what the cupboard looked like, or this is what your rifles that are currently in the safe were looking like. But I mean, there's always other means of showing, you know, this is the items that I own. But if you've got that inventory and your insured value is correct, I mean, an insurer can't expect you to give proof of purchase of everything, because you might have get a lot of it might have been presents and so on. All that you as a client should be able to do is to show that, listen, I did own this item. This is more or less what it looked like, and so on. I had the Sony PlayStation. These are some of the games that I have left. And that should be sufficient. If your insurer, demands that you have to have proof of purchase of everything, then I think it's time that you move on to a realistic insurer that can assist you properly.
Thanks for that. Fernand, any closing comments on important issues we haven't touched on that our listeners need to know about if they have recently done renovation work?
Well, those renovations, make sure that whilst it's going on, that you contact your insurer. I say always proper communication with your insurer is very important. Now that that there are builders on your property for a few weeks, there's a change in risk of theft. So contact your insurer. Make sure that you get the confirmation that you are still covered if there's theft happening on the on the premises, and what you should do from your side to still have the cover in place. And then after the renovations have been done, make sure that you update and go through your policy. You know, people these days are asking, what can I do to pay a cheaper premium? If you don't, with your car, if you don't drive as much as you did in the past anymore, You know, you're not spending that much of time on the road. That must work in your favor. At King Price, we give our clients that decrease in premium. If you're now working from home and you're not on the road every day, again, we look at that average kilometers that you drive every month. Go through your policy schedule. Make sure that what you cover that you need are on there, that you don't pay for anything unnecessarily. And then and what you bought extra and what you now have in content is also added in there. Then you know that you're properly insured and you won't have any issues when there are claims in future.
Wynand van Vieren, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your advice this afternoon. Wynand is the head of legal and client experience at King Price Insurance.